was born bold.
Deliverit. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverit.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Well, they marched in on quite a few occasions this year in season 2020. I think most St Kilda supporters would be thrilled with the amount of marching that the Saints did. They played in the finals. They won their first final and couldn't get the job done against Richmond. But I think they set the platform for a very good 2021. And what about the nominations for the Unconventional Club Reviewer today? It went from Shane Warne, then it was Eric Banner.
Molly
Meldrum.
Michael Gudinski.
And I had to just say, nah, enough's enough. There can be only one. He was a regular part of our program last year. I don't know what happened. I just think he got a higher offer somewhere. And his name's Nick Revolt. And he joins us, the former champ at the Saints. Hello, Nicholas.
Hello, boys. I think that speaks to more of your lack of pulling power than actually wanting to get me on, to be honest.
No, hey,
Guys, you sent me the text. You said, okay, can you flick me Warnie's number?
Wash your mouth.
Oh, I know where this is going. No, 5 minutes later, he said, no luck. Can you text me Eric's number?
Now we know you're lying because I have Warnie on speed dial. And we had Eric the other week. He came on and gave us a fantastic chat. So just be honoured that you're back on.
I am honoured. I do miss you guys. Wispy, how are you, mate?
I'm good, Nick. I'm really good. And can I just say that I have enjoyed every performance that you have presented on your show there, the Fox show during the year. And I have loved the fact that you've been brave enough to wear the same navy shirt each and every week. It must be threadbare.
He's got eight of them. He's got eight.
He's got one.
I tell you what. We do have in it. We've got a klepto.
We've got
a thief. A kleptomaniac. We've got a shirt thief.
What size does he wear? Do you think?
Don't go down this path, Nicholas.
Hang on. I like this. What size, Nick?
I think it's in the XL range.
Right.
There has been a couple go missing, but maybe they get lost at the dry cleaners. But some of my very finest stuff has disappeared. Hey, you can, of course, catch Nicholas on Fox, of course. They've lent us to him. So Finals Footy on Fox, he and Jared and Brownie on Monday nights, and then Thursday night last night, which he did a great job with for the Ultimate Preview. But we're talking about – no, that's not him, Tim. Tim's holding
up – He has four.
Tim's holding up a piece of paper over who he thinks is the thief.
Text it to me. We'll see. I want my shirts back.
Just quickly, you and unbelievably, you and the Wisp are locked together at the top of the Tipsters leader pole in the Herald Sun. You've come from nowhere. The home and away, he defeated you. You've had a great final series, and now the prelim. You both picked the same two teams, so you're going to go into grand final week locked together again.
Is that right?
Who would have thought this?
I want it too. I want to win this thing. I know Wisby. So do you consider it more a home and away thing, do you? Is that's the mail I've been getting?
I did until I had it explained to me. I want to win this really badly now, though.
Well,
now that I know you want to win it, I want to win it more than you want to win it.
Well, you've both picked Richmond and Geelong, which is just ridiculous.
So it's going to come down to the GF.
It is. Wow. Which someone will be brave enough to pick differently. Righto. York St Kilda Footy Club, you'd be very happy with the way they went about it this weekend. I know that. This year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They've had a great year. So I'm not too sure many of us would have had St Kilda in the top eight coming into the season, coming off a year when they finished 14th. So they're really, really proud of the group, really proud of their performance, even last week against a really quality Richmond outfit. I mean, I thought they were in that game at times if they had taken their opportunities, and Richmond kicked a few that, you know, you don't really expect teams to kick. So yeah, they've done well. They've done really well. So excited about the next few years.
Well, Nick, this is how it works. I ask the questions and then you answer, and then Gary has an answer as well. I'm not sure Gary's as invested as what he might be. Fox are replaying the show from last night and he's a little bit distracted looking through the studio window.
I lose him every half minute. It's finished, Tim.
Back. Okay, who's St Kilda's next All-Australian?
You or me, Gaz?
Who goes first? No, you go first. Sorry, you go first, Nick.
I go first. Yep. Okay. Well, their next one, I mean, you know, if you take the question literally, I think the next one will be Jack Steele. He will butter up again. But if it's someone fresh, well, I think Dan Butler, he should have been an All-Australian this year. And the way the Saints play, the way they bring their small forwards into the game, I think he suits their game style perfectly. So I think he's a really good chance to butter up and have another really good year next year, hit the scoreboard and be an All-Australian.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. I'm disappointed he didn't, the great man didn't suggest that Hunter Clark will be the next All-Australian. I think the transition he's made from a fine halfback to a midfielder with poise and control with ball in hand. So I think he might be the next All-Australian.
But he has got Butler buttering up, which is excellent start for him. Hey, do the Saints have the right captain? They got the right bloke leading the club right now? And if not, who is it?
Right now, no. Moving forward, no. So I think Jaron Geary's done an amazing job. You know, difficult circumstances, boys. Obviously, very big shoes to fill.
what about the pause for a bit of laughter from him?
Yeah, don't worry. When we play this live, we'll insert the canned laughter. You'll be right. He's got funnier, Tim. I told you he's got funnier.
He wasn't doing jokes 12 months ago.
Yeah, he's got funnier.
Confidence is a funny thing. I think moving forward, though, if the Saints get to where they want to go, and we probably saw it even at times this year where Geary would be one of the first pick, but it became about playing roles and playing on players, and I think that can become a little bit more difficult when you're the skipper. So I think next year it's Jack Steele. It's his position. He's grown into a level now where he'll have the confidence to be able to lead that group and know his performances are going to back it up.
Snap. Yep, I'm with the rooster there.
Okay, let's move on to question three. If player X plays well, the Saints are always a chance. Who is that player X?
I'm very interested in this.
Yeah, well, I have to eat some humble pie here because at the start of the year, I didn't even think he should have been in the best side because it was depriving another player of an opportunity, and that's Paddy Ryder. I really think what he did for the midfield this year. And by extension, you could say Rowan Marshall as well if Ryder's not out there. Because what those two guys did for the midfield this year, they were a really good stoppage team, so they got a lot of clearance and first use, field position. And those two boys went forward as well. They drifted forward, they scored, they kicked goals, they marked the footy at each end of the ground. So super important, that ruck combo, and we saw how much they missed it last week.
Yeah, very good. I have gone with Tim Memory. Now, that might be a strange one. People might think, Tim Memory, but every time I've watched them, particularly when, and I've seen Johnny, the St Kilda man, nodding his head knowingly, that particularly when they played Melbourne over the journey, every time that he fired, that they would win. And I just reckon that he adds something to that side. And I'm not saying he's the most important or the best, but when he plays well, they generally win.
Because you were that third, because Gary was that third forward, he's got a bias. He's got a bias.
Watch him. Watch him, man.
He's got a bias. He has a bias.
that's
very good.
Unbelievable from the whiz.
That sounded like he's just thrown a dart at the St Kilda poster and see what landed on.
Oh, good morning to Tim Memory. There's high ratings from the Rooster.
Okay. This is the left trade option, the target, the left trade option.
Well, spit it out.
Option. So the player that they might get rid of, is that so, well, I think a player that's got currency is that's probably who we're talking about. So, you know, Jack Bellings is a player that's got a lot of currency. Ooh, Seb Ross has got a lot of currency. Geez. He's won two best and fairest over the past few years. So I think if they're looking to bring in that real quality midfielder that Jade Gresham's a player that I think people have forgotten about will come back and slot into that midfield. He's a really clever player. But if they are in the market for that mid, I think you've got to give something up to get something. I think clubs will think Billings is gettable. I wouldn't do the Billings one because I think his upside's too big. But if you get the price for him or a Seb Ross, then I'd be prepared to do the deal.
Good morning to my sister who's just driven off the road.
I went with Luke Dunstan. Whether there's still some currency
there. That's not left field. Left field, Gary.
Well, I didn't
get a game all year. That's not left field.
Don't argue with me. I'll cut you off. I did want to say, Seb Ross, because my man's face just dropped in like I've never seen it drop. What, and also, there's one I wanted to ask you about. I don't know whether this where he is, this bloke, but McKenzie was playing some footy, Daniel McKenzie there at one stage. What's he like?
He's a athletic halfbacker, got great aerobic capacity. So he's a good sort of lockdown, can give you a bit of rebound. Jimmy Webster, he's the other one off halfback that sort of didn't play this year. I thought left field meant you. It wasn't an obvious one.
And the tone of his voice dropped a bit when I asked him.
No, you've taken it the right way, Nick. It is
stop it.
It is exactly that left field trade target, Nick.
Oh, here we go.
Who are you going
left
after?
Left field trade target.
Nick Mattinelli.
Left fielder. Left fielder. So they need a bit more midfield depth, I think, the Saints. So I'd look at a club like Hawthorn, who have a sameness about their midfield, who are in the rebuild period now and don't have many draft picks. So they want picks. So I'd go to them with my first pick and maybe next year's second pick or first pick and try and get Jager O'Meara out.
Wow.
They've got a sameness about their midfield, Hawthorn, I think, with Walpole, Mitchell and O'Meara. So early picks and maybe package it up with a player. Or someone like a Josh Kennedy from Sydney, a big-bodied midfielder who can give you a couple of years and some leadership and some experience and try and just get you that little step closer towards winning a flag.
Oh, Gary's screwing up his nose here. Your idea, Gary?
While there's speculation swirling around Adam Treloar, go and ask the question. Go and ask the question of him. You said to me yesterday, I'm only taking your word, that the speculation continues and Adam Treloar says that he's playing at Collingwood. That's not where it's coming from. So if the club are looking, and we know this time last year there was also talk about it, just put a phone call in.
Okay. Nice suggestion. Which player is deserving of a pay rise, Nick?
Dan Butler, that's an easy one. He would have come across on minimum sheets, as you boys would call it, and he as well and truly earned a pay rise. So he's an easy one.
I've gone with Wilkie. I think he needs a pay rise. I've been a big fan.
Good
of
one,
his.
Gaz.
Thank you. Come across as a mild-mannered accountant, and now he's almost their number one defender, so he's my man.
And who should take a pay cut? This is a bit more difficult, this one. Who should take the pay cut?
I'd never like advocating this sort of stuff.
This is going to be a headline.
The five big name recruits that all came.
Just one.
Across
we just want
Kilda
one
last
name.
Year. Four of the five finished in the top 10 in the best and fairest.
I can see
and the biggest one of all, on the most cheddar, Hilly. Oh. Brad Hill, he didn't have a great year.
Oh, boy.
So we'll give him a mulligan, but he wouldn't want to make it two in a row.
No, Brad Hill needs a pay cut, Wisp, on huge, huge money and didn't live up to that. So cut him back, and if he has a All-Australian year, pump him back up again.
That'll tighten him up a bit. Expect a big 2021 from who?
Hunter Clark. So Gaz went with the next All-Australian. So I do agree. I think he's a super player. He got a lot more confident towards the end of the year. You started to see him take players on when there was congestion and use the footy really well. So maybe a push up into the midfield if they can't secure one in trade, but he is a super player.
I'm going with the man that might be the best number 12 that's played at that footy club for a long, long time, and that is Max King. I think he might just blow the joint up next year.
And a big positional change in 2021. The final question this morning.
Big positional change. Well, I think it's the same man. I think it's Hunter Clark into the midfield.
It's already been done.
He looks like. What do you mean?
He's already played midfield.
He can have
this
the
year.
Same. He hasn't played midfield. He's played half back.
He played some midfield time. You told me he did.
Okay. He played some midfield time. Now I'd get him in there. He looks like Scott Pendlebury when he's got the footy. The most important kick is that kick going inside 50. So at the moment he's setting him up nicely across half back, but. Put a premium on his good ball use and get him delivering it to the big boy up forward.
Oh, I like that.
And grab his mate Caulfield and take him with him. And the two of them can go through the midfield. Caulfield, Clark, you have Jones through the middle, Steele through the middle, and all of a sudden the depth is great. You've been great, as you always are. You can catch Nick for Finals Footy on Fox. Brownie and Jared on the couch on Monday nights, Fox Footy, Channel 504, and then you can see him on Thursday night with a grand final edition of the Ultimate Finals Preview. Looking forward to that. Rooster, just come back to us. Why don't you come back to us?
I'd like to, boys. I'd like to. Let's see what we can't organise in the off-season, because I've missed it. I have missed hearing from all the listeners and hanging out with you two boys and pulling apart all the footy. So we'll see what we can't organise.
Righto.
And in the meantime, I've got to go make about 10 phone calls through a person relationship that I've destroyed over the past 15.
Except Ross has left 8 messages with Uncle Wispy here.
I'll send my sister Sharon's phone number through to you. You can clear that up.
Good on you, Rui. Nick Reeve up there. He's a star. He's had a fantastic year. And you'll catch him on Fox Footy over the next week. Big, big time. Let's take a break, Wispy. We'll take some calls on that. If you're a Saints fan, we'll have a good look at tonight's game too a little later in the program, but you can join us on that. You can ask some questions about that at any stage as well. It's a massive preliminary final, Port Adelaide and Richmond. Not